Being a spokesman for a law enforcement agency means you're the one most often identified with anything that department does, good or bad. That's been Sergeant Trent Crump's job with the Phoenix Police Department for more than 8 years. He's been with the department for a total of 30. Sergeant Crump hangs up his badge for good this week as he retires from the force, and he joins me now to talk about policing and his career. Trent, how open do you think you should be when the media have asked you questions? And what's your perspective on how body cameras fit into the idea of more information coming out?
Well, I don't know that that's the police department's decision to make. And the reason that I say that is because there's, you know, to me, there's both sides. And I'll take it to the body camera issue simply because you're using that as an example here. But I believe that one of our key roles in this as the police department when we're investigating crimes is to protect the victims. It's to protect the witnesses. It's to protect suspects pre-arrest. In cases as well. And so there's a constitution to uphold, and there's victims' rights, there's juvenile rights. And so you look at all of these things and you understand that there's a balance between the public's desire to know, the need to know, those things that some may want to know, but is it affecting these other people? As the victim of a crime, when you call the police, is it your intention that we bring the media with us? And that everything that we gather at your crime, whatever it might be, whether it's at your private residence, whether it's an intimate crime that occurred to you. I tell reporters all the time, if you want to tell a better story about what happened, please go to the scene and look at it so that you can describe in detail what you see that are the soft sides of an issue that you believe readers will want to see or hear in your story. It's hard for me to tell those in words. When I go on scene and there is camera footage available, whether it's an on-officer camera, surveillance camera, cell phone footage, I would prefer to see that prior to talking about an event because it gives me a better idea of how to describe or how to relay that information publicly.
Trent, how important has it been for you to work with various chiefs? Have certain chiefs wanted you to approach this a certain way? Have they been mostly hands-off? How's that worked?
When I tell people that, I've never had anybody tell me what to say. I don't know that some of them believe me. And I've had some people say, why don't you not say that again? So that's happened a couple of times. But the privilege of working for three different chiefs as a spokesperson, about six different chiefs total over the past 30 years, you get a lot of different perspective. And I have to tell you that from the day that Chief Jack Harris brought me into the job as the spokesperson for the agency, it was very clear. The issue was tell the truth. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. When we go in front of people, here's what we do.
To what extent is it becoming more dangerous to be a police officer in general?
You know, I like to try to back information up statistically, just from what I have had to do, because I realize that a lot of times people will say, wow, there's been a rash of police shootings. Oh, there's been a rash of homicides. And then I go back and I look at the data over the past 5 years or the past 10 years, and I look at it and I go, well, you know, and it seems like it. And the frequency over the past 3 or 4 months has been high. But in all reality, we're where we were at the same time last year and the year before on a count or a number. And so I'm not prepared to tell you specifically acts of violence against police officers, tell you that it is more dangerous. I can tell you that I think that we've had the frequency of incidents against police officers here with this in the last few months with several officer-involved shootings. But we were at an all-time low prior to that. And so you look at that and go, are there more or are we covering police issues more now? Are they more prevalent in the media?
How did you feel when your son decided that he wanted to get involved in this too?
Probably apprehensive in the beginning, thinking he doesn't have the ability, he can't do this, right, after being in it for so long. Then after watching him in it and listening to the others on the police department talk about his quality, his performance at work and his abilities, I became comfortable with it. I think my biggest level of fear, if you will, the uncomfortable is the public trust. I think the public trust in the police is crucial, and I think that we need to have it, and I think that we do here in Phoenix. But it is one of those things that I think is the most crucial. You know, you can talk about safety. There's a lot of that in an officer's own tactics and what they do and how safely they drive and wearing a vest and wearing a seatbelt, all those things that you can do. The public trust is something that we have to continue to garnish out here so that the police officers believe, the police officer is assisted. Our goal is to reduce all of these other crimes. If we're having several hundred homicides, several thousand robberies, and aggravated assaults, let's not have the focus be a camera on a police officer. Let's solve these thousands of crimes that are occurring so that everybody is safer.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Trent Crump retiring after nearly a decade as the spokesman and about 30 years with the department. Trent, thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.